Theodore Bronkhorst pleaded not guilty Monday to charges of assisting an illegal hunt and not preventing an illegal hunt. The charges stem from the killing of the lion in Wange National Park, about 800 kilometers southwest of Harare in July. In return for a reported $50,000, Bronkhorst allegedly helped American dentist Walter Palmer lure Cecil out of a protected area, wound him with an arrow, and then kill him with a rifle. The killing sparked outrage from wildlife conservationists and forced the dentist to temporarily close his practice in the U.S. state of Minnesota. After his court appearance Monday in the town of Wange, Bronkhorst had this brief answer when asked by journalists if he was innocent.
Absolutely. I still believe in the sustainable use of wildlife, and I believe that at the end of the day, wildlife must be the winner.
The 52-year-old hunter faces a separate charge of trying to smuggle 29 sables worth about $435,000 to South Africa. This kind of intense crackdown for poaching and smuggling is a first for Zimbabwe. Since the Sisu incident, the professional hunting business has come under scrutiny. Hunting has been banned in some parts of the country, and authorities have increased the number of anti-poaching patrols. That followed the Chinese government contributing $2.3 million for anti-poaching efforts in the country. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Wange, Zimbabwe.